It's a Kiki with John and McG. Gonna spill all the tea. All my LGBTs, you're in luck. 'Cause Johnny McGovern is gay as fuck.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Gay as Fuck. I'm your host, Mr. Johnny McGovern, he who is. Baby, the big finale of Drag Race happened, and congratulations to Nymphia Wind on a legendary win, and of course to Sophia Cristal for bringing it all season long. I went to Mickey's and I watched the finale, and you know, I didn't really know who I thought was gonna win, but baby, when I got to Mickey's, you could feel who was gonna win. I mean, I got there about halfway through the show because, TBH, I was lucky enough to be able to watch the finale ahead of time a couple weeks ago, all the way up until, of course, the end, where, of course, they weren't going to show me who won. I mean, that's top secret until the moment it comes out. Now, I had interviewed Plain Jane a couple weeks before that, and so I did know that Plain Jane came in third, and that she and I was able to watch just her parts of the finale before we did our interview. And then when it came time to prep for the final two episodes, which we were going to be taping the Tuesday after the finale aired, I was able to watch the finale up until the point where RuPaul says, "And the winner of America's Next Drag Superstar is," and then it faded to black. Just had to wait until Friday night to see who it was. Now, as I watched it initially, I thought, wow, I think Safira really has a good chance of winning this, because I thought that her original song was the best one. I mean, really incredible. Though I did think Nymphia was the winner of that lip sync. But honey, you know that whoever gets crowned, whatever, I don't know how the decision is made, I don't know any of that kind of stuff, but usually whoever is the most beloved by the audience tends to take the crown. While we were filming Hey Queen, I was getting a chance to watch the episodes ahead of time, because we would film the episodes with the girls the day that their elimination episode came out. So we had to prep for the show. So I was lucky enough to be able to watch the episodes early to prepare. So I was watching them kind of in a bubble. But, and so I knew online, I mean, I really thought it was pretty, could go either way with Nymphia and Safira, but baby, when I went to Mickey's that finale night and I arrived about halfway through, the moment they mentioned Nymphia Wind on the broadcast, the reverberations through Mickey's here in West Hollywood was like earth-shaking. I mean, be way beyond Plain Jane, be way beyond what they did for Safira. Anytime you saw Nymphia or people mentioned Nymphia's name, or Nymphia, of course, performed, the crowd was going wild. And I knew at that moment, I said, I bet this is going to Nymphia Wind, honey. And I was right. You can check out on my Instagram the moment that I saw Nymphia win, and the wild reaction she got from the Mickey's audience. And congratulations to her. A well-deserved historic win as the first East Asian winner. Pretty amazing. And all of that is to say, I did film this last Tuesday interviews with both Safira and Nymphia for the last two episodes of the Hey Queen season. And baby, it gives. It gives good. I was able to go deep with all of them. Talked about the moment-by-moment experience they had in the finale. And their whole Drag Race experience, what they plan to do next, the tea, the shade, it was delicious. And you'll be seeing that. The interview with Safira is coming out this Friday. And then the interview with Nymphia comes out next Monday. And look, if you're a listener of this show, we have a special code for you. If you use the code JMGAY, J-M-G-A-Y, you'll get 20% off of your subscription to Wow Presents Plus, and you can binge the entire season of Hey Queen, where I talk to every single girl on the Drag Race season 16 cast. And we have a lot of fun. It's been a really beautiful, fun season. I've been so lucky to be working with World of Wonder on this and get all the inside tea from the girls. I've gotten to watch their audition tapes. I've gotten, you know, the research I got with World of Wonder was a lot different than just looking on the internet in the old days. So it was pretty exciting, pretty glamorous, and you are not going to want to miss it, honey. On this week's show, we're going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to share with you something I'm doing over on the Patreon at patreon.com/gayestofalltime, which combines two of my favorite things, celebrity gossip and ASMR. A new segment I have on my Patreon, which you can enjoy there, is something I like to call relaxing tea, where I softly whisper celebrity gossip to you. I am a big ASMR queen. I love a soft spoken. I love a whisper. If you are someone who hates soft speaking or whispers, this might be an episode to skip, because this week I'm going to be giving you a very special edition of relaxing tea. And if you like what you hear, you can find more over on the Patreon. Today's show is for you to relax. This will be a little bit different than what we do normally. A little quieter, but still full of celebrity gossip, tea, and jade. So, if you're ready, lay back, relax, and let's get into it. Everyone, sit back, relax, and just enjoy the problems of millionaires so we can forget all of our problems. Let's start with someone that we love to hate, Justin Timberlake. Oh, girl, your smugness is now over. Well, I'm sure it's not actually over, but it should be. Because Consequence of Sound magazine writes, Justin Timberlake's new album departs Billboard 200 after just 4 weeks. Everything I Thought It Was is officially Timberlake's worst performing album. It's fallen off the Billboard 200 albums chart after just 4 weeks. This makes it his worst performing project ever. By comparison, Man of the Woods was still hovering in the number 11 spot on the same chart on the fourth week. And back in 2013, when we hated Justin Timberlake just a little bit less, the 2020 Experience was the number one album of the year. Several factors could have contributed to the lack of staying power for this project, with the primary reason being, it's just not that interesting. In his review, Paulo Ragosa criticized the overstuffed nature of the project, while also noting, Everything I Thought It Was feels less like a terrible Justin Timberlake album, and more like wasted potential. Man of the Woods was terrible, but at least he took a risk. This one is fine, frictionless, and overwhelmingly safe. The album also arrived after months of new revelations about Timberlake's relationship with Britney Spears through her high-profile memoir, That's Right, I Got That Fucker. Both singers took back their respective apologies. I'm not sorry after all, to one another as tensions grew. Meanwhile, Timberlake is still gearing up for the Forget Tomorrow World Tour. baby, I bet he wants to forget about tomorrow. Because tomorrow he has to go on tour. And will those tickets be selling? I do not know. I saw a brutal tweet that said, J-Lo and Justin Timberlake have to understand now that they are no longer the peers of Usher and Beyonce. Ouch, but true, but true. Jennifer Lopez is also getting it real bad. I've never seen such an avalanche of distaste for Jennifer Lopez as there is now. Honey, they all smell blood in the water, and the TikTok haters are out to get her. People have been posting clips where they have J-Lo singing I'm Real without Ashanti's background vocals, and the difference is enormous. Because as you know, on many of those J-Lo Ja Rule songs, J-Lo would sing the lead line, but then be added in with like eight other layers of Ashanti or other people. And honey, the chickens are coming home to roost. Oh, now we don't hate J-Lo. We appreciate J-Lo and her hard work, but that new album was terrible. So, so terrible. Now let's move on to some pussy news. Now, last week on the show, we talked about Billie Eilish debuting her new song, Lunch, at Coachella. And now, in a new interview with Rolling Stones, Billie Eilish says, she's always loved girls. I want my face in a vagina. Has continued to open up about her sexuality journey. In November 23, the Academy Award-winning singer told Variety that she's physically attracted to women, resulting in speculation online as to whether it was her official coming out moment. On the red carpet of the same publication, Eilish was asked if she intended to come out in the interview. To which she responded, no, I didn't, but I kind of thought, isn't it obvious? I just didn't realize people didn't know. Eilish also criticized the notion that a person had to come out as queer. I'm like, why can't we just exist? I've been doing this for a long time and just didn't talk about it. But I saw other articles and I was like, oh, I guess I came out today. Okay, cool. Now, I disagree with Billie Eilish on this. I think if you're queer, it is your duty to come out. Because we, as homosexual people, all the letters in the LGBTQ rainbow, we are still an oppressed people. And if you take the easy route and just don't talk about your sexuality, I think you are not doing your duty to all the young people who look up to you or who could possibly be inspired by you and see themselves in you. Or a way to make your fans who might be homophobic take a second fucking look at their own feelings. But lately, in a new cover story for Rolling Stone, Eilish continued to discuss her sexuality as she reflected on the meaning of Lunch, a track that will be included on her upcoming album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. According to the publication, the song is a sexy, bass-heavy banger, where Eilish is crushing on a girl so hard she likens sex with her to devouring a meal. Eilish revealed that she wrote some of the song before doing anything with a girl. I've been in love with girls for my whole life, but I just didn't understand until last year. I realized I wanted my face in a vagina. Okay. Yes, girl. Tell us how much you love pussy. She continued to reflect on the red carpet question at Variety's Hitmakers event. I was never planning on talking about my sexuality ever in a million years. It was frustrating to me that it came up. Okay, Billie Eilish, please see my last statement. Eilish criticized the discourse surrounding her sexuality and how the internet bullies you into talking about who you are and what you are. The whole world suddenly decided who I was, and I didn't get to say anything to control any of it. Well, in fact, you said you love girls and that you want to put your face in a vagina, so I think that's quite clear. Just own it, honey. Now let's take a look at one of the latest issues of Star Magazine. Still trashy and nasty after all these years. Now I'd say the cover stories are not the most exciting. In fact, all the covers of the tabloids this week are quite boring. But this is the closest we'll get. Keanu Reeves and Alexandra, backyard wedding. She proposed to him. And on the cover is Keanu Reeves and his age-appropriate wife, Alexandra. Now, Keanu Reeves is 60 years old. Wow. Now, honey, he looks good for 60 years old. I mean, because other than a little gray in his beard, he looks pretty much the same until he turns to the side if he has no beard, and then you realize he has a very weak chin. I would recommend for Keanu to never shave his beard again. As someone who has not seen his own chin under his beard in a decade, I will never be shaving my beard, and I would recommend to him that he grow his and never shave it off. Because with a beard, he looks very handsome and quite youthful. Without, he looks a little bit like Rue McClanahan. And speaking of golden girls, his wife Alexandra is also close to his age and looks quite lovely. Now, this is the lady that everybody said he can't believe he's dating an old woman, but she's just a lovely lady in her late 50s with gray hair, and she's shockingly age appropriate for a movie star. Now, whether Keanu Reeves wants to have a weak chin or not, one thing we know about him is he's fucking rich. He made so much money on those Matrix movies. And then when that was done, he had the John Wick movies. So that is where he could wipe his ass with $100 bill. So I bet when they say they had a backyard wedding, it was in a stunning landscaped Montecito backyard that is as big as a city park. Congratulations to them. Also on the cover, Ashton and Mila, divorce lawyer on speed dial. Girl, Ashton's playing games with Diddy all those years has now come to bite him in the ass. Taylor and Travis, $1 billion prenup. And celebrity sex confessions. Now, honestly, if I was the editor of Star Magazine, I would have made celebrity sex confessions be the main cover. Because backyard wedding, she proposed to him, is extremely boring. Now, up in the front of the magazine, Star gives us hard news, breaking news, news that we can't live without. Khloé goes red. It's to die for. The reality star debuts a coppery new shade, a major departure for the natural brunette. She was ready for a new hue. Now, they run some pictures with Khloé looking stunning. But the thing is with Khloé, it's very hard to believe what she actually looks like because over the years, she's really tried to pull some fast ones with face tuning. In fact, I sometimes think they're trolling us with how much they faced in themselves. But these pictures, whether they are tuned or not, look good. She's wearing a red jumper with a new coppery hue. Call the press. Chloe changed her hair color. In a stunning break from her family's usual color palette, Khloe Kardashian recently debuted a fiery red head of hair. The 39-year-old showed off this look as she modeled for her Fabletics workout wear collection on Instagram. Jesus, Fabletics? I once tried to order Fabletics and I thought, this is bullshit. You have to subscribe to get any of the good prices, and honey, it's not that good. Her famous friends were quick to chime in, with Paris Hilton giving it 5 fire emojis, and Vanessa Bryant gushing the red hair on you. There's more of an article, but it's pretty much bullshit. All about how Khloe says she's never changed her face. She's only had one nose job and that's it. We know you maybe have, I don't know if we believe that. I feel like Khloe is currently on Ozempic and that she's had quite a few procedures done to her body. And not that there's anything wrong with that. I would like to have some procedures done to my body. So if I was rich, I would do them just like Khloe did. Ooh, here's something about celebrity wives giving shade. Amal gives Inez the cold shoulder. Buddy trouble. It's hard for Brad and George. They want their partners to get along, says an insider. No doubt. No double dates here. Brad Pitt and George Clooney may be besties, but their significant others aren't so close. An insider tells Star Amal Clooney isn't impressed by Brad's new girlfriend jewelry designer, Inez de Ramon. She thinks Inez doesn't really work that hard in the jewelry business and tries to be someone that she's not. She considers her a social climber out to snag a rich man. The source adds that Inez began dating Brad just a couple of months after her divorce. Amal just hopes that Brad's careful and doesn't move too fast. Baby, there's nothing shadier than Amal Clooney shade. We know nothing about Amal Clooney. She married George Clooney. She said, zip, no interviews, no talking, just being chic at luncheons. And wearing gorgeous dresses and being stunning and buying Birkin bags. Honey, I bet when she goes to Hermes to buy her Birkin bags, they don't even make her wear gloves. And Inez is getting the coldest shade from a lady that really has no shade thrown on her. Sorry, Inez. Beyonce's rules for Jay-Z. Now, side note, I don't know if y'all have been seeing on TikTok, but the floodgates of people making little claims against Jay-Z or big claims against Jay-Z are happening more and more all over TikTok, with people saying that when Diddy goes down, he's going to bring everyone with him, including Jay-Z. And recently I saw a TikTok that said that there is secret footage from freak-offs that involved Jay-Z and Beyonce, and another TikTok that said Jay-Z and Beyonce have bought separate homes and are living separately, because if you remember, they recently spent $150 million on the most expensive house ever sold in the state of California, but then I guess they bought another house. Now, they're very rich billionaires, so buying multiple houses is not really a shock, but it is interesting. Here are Bay's rules for Jay-Z. Sure, Beyonce has sung about husband Jay-Z's reported infidelities, including on her new album, Cowboy Carter. Oh, I bet he regrets that.
I mean, she's never going to let him let that down. But a source says the rapper hasn't strayed in a long time, thanks to strict adherence to Queen Bee's rules. Jay's ultimately very grateful that she didn't give up on him back in the day, says the source, referencing cheating rumors that began circulating in 2014 and culminated in that famous elevator showdown with Bey's sister Solange Knowles. So he shows his respect by following those rules. He used to go out with the boys all the time, but that's off limits. Beyoncé doesn't like him having one-on-ones with his female talent, because never forget, he supposedly fucked Rihanna. Ooh, another very shady story that I heard on TikTok, I think from Jaguar Wright, was that the reason why Rihanna and Chris Brown got into that infamous car fight was because Rihanna got herpes from Jay-Z and then gave them to Chris Brown. I mean, that is a shady story. People really just say anything, including me. So I guess there we are. The source adds that the pop icon 42 and music mogul 54 make time for regular therapy sessions and date nights. They work hard at making their marriage work, and they're in a healthier place since Beyonce put her foot down. I also saw Beyonce's new video that she put out for Sacred, her new hairline. Honey, she wanted to show all the haters that say she only wears wigs and doesn't have long hair. She wanted to show them up because they give you a right to the roots, deep view of Beyonce getting her hair done. I've got to say, it's stunning. Incredible to see the power of Beyonce's hair because, honey, they straighten it, they flatten it, they curl it, they plump it. They put on the rose water conditioner and all the other things that she's selling in her new Sacred line. If I was someone who had long hair, perhaps I would even give it a try. But obviously, I believe it is not marketed to me. Ashton and Mila marriage crisis. Ashton Kutcher's problematic friendship with troubled star Sean Diddy Combs makes waves. A furious Mila Kunis may be ready to walk out. They do that thing where they have pictures, like a collage of pictures of them from different times where they looked perturbed or too serious or looking with side eye, and they mush them together. They have Mila looking blue steel ahead while Ashton looks concernedly at her on the side. Nice collage. Not again. Less than 1 year after Ashton Kutcher and wife Mila Kunis were publicly dragged for their support of convicted rapist Danny Masterson, Ashton's longtime association with Sean Diddy Combs is making headlines. Ashton and Diddy, who's currently under investigation, allegedly in connection with sex trafficking, as we know. See episode 2 of Gay as Fuck for all the details. We're party pals after becoming close in the early 2000s. We were having a lot of fun together, that 70s show alum told James Corden in 2018. Now there's talk Ashton is expecting a subpoena and will be forced to talk about what he saw behind closed doors. The last thing Mila and Ashton need is another scandal. And the stress is likely taking a toll on their marriage, as is their 10-year wedding anniversary approaches. Things have been so bad that one source tells Star exclusively that the stars have a prominent divorce attorney on speed dial. Hollywood's most notorious divorce lawyer is on standby. There's trouble at home. Well, remember back in the day when Demi Moore came out with her book, Inside Out, she revealed that Ashton had cheated on her and encouraged her to engage in threesomes. Now Ashton has reassured Mila that she can trust him, but it wasn't easy for Mila to deal with that. we shall see. I mean, I wouldn't mind to see some freak off videos of Ashton Kutcher fucking somebody. Because though he has sort of slid into douchedom when he was kind of hot in those early 2000s, mid 2000s years, he was very hot. And I enjoyed all the movies in which he showed his butt. Travis and Taylor's billion-dollar prenup. Cha-ching. With her heiress tour bumping her wealth into the stratosphere, Taylor Swift must protect her finances before indulging her heart. Travis Kelce has been flying high since the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl. The 34-year-old has jetted to meet girlfriend Taylor Swift on her Eras tour, been nominated for a Webby for his podcast, field offers for careers in entertainment, and even managed to squeeze in a sexy getaway to the Bahamas with his sweetheart. I'm the happiest I've ever been, until we break up, and she writes an entire album called Fuck You, You Stupid Football Playing Asshole. Honey, nobody escapes unless they can stay married forever. He's got to know that there's an album with his name all over it. I mean, never get divorced, never break up. Otherwise, you're an album, sweetie. It's the happiest I've ever been, Travis recently gushed. Doesn't feel like there's much chill in my life. Everything seems to be full throttle and moving at the speed of light. And that's kind of how I like it. Of course, the biggest thing barreling along is his relationship with Taylor. But with friends expecting an engagement any day now, the NFL tight end may be facing a speed bump in form of an ironclad prenup. He may be worth $30 million, but the I Knew You Were Trouble singer just made the Forbes billionaires list, joining celebs Jay-Z and Rihanna with a net worth of $1.1 billion. A savvy businesswoman as well as a romantic, the 34-year-old is sure to have a slew of attorneys on hand to secure her fortune before any wedding bells ring. There's no question she'll have a prenup before she and Travis get married. She can separate finances from the relationship, and her team will make sure she does. Honey, that's going to be ironclad. It doesn't matter what happens with the prenup. You should make an agreement that she shouldn't be able to write any songs about you if you really want to get down with it. You want to say you want to write it, you want to do a prenup, you want to get married, baby. Well, I want to do that, but just in case we break up, I need you to sign this prenup that says you will not write any songs inspired by me. That's definitely not going to happen, and we're definitely going to see Taylor Swift Super Bowl I Hate You album someday. All right, here's the most interesting story that they have. We'll see whether it lives up to its titles. Kissing and telling. Who got busy on a plane? Who's into threesomes? And who says they're boring? Celeb sex secrets. Christina Aguilera. The dirty singer has done the deed on a commercial flight, under blankets, she clarified. Gross. And bent over a soundboard in a music studio. Double gross. And once shared her love of BJs in an interview. Okay, we respect that. On a commercial flight under blankets? She must be talking about just getting fingered under the blankets. I mean, because what? She can just sit on her man's lap in first class and cover themselves with a blanket. I mean, come on. And you can't, on an airplane, you can't like lean over and lay your head on someone's lap. There's like that big thing in the middle, so you can't like suck their dick under the covers. Can you imagine being the stewardess who comes upon Christina Aguilera sucking the dick of her man in first class? Miss Aguilera, please. Okay, we didn't really need to know about that. Though Christina Aguilera looks great. She's on Ozempic, and she looks like a girl. A young, young girl. Lionel Richie, we don't need to know about him, but we're going to read it anyway. The 74-year-old has a sense of humor about the effects of aging on his performance in the bedroom. When I wrote all night long, it was truly all night long. Now, my all night long is down to a fierce 15 minutes. We don't need to think about his face or his body. Sorry, I was thinking about his face because I'm looking at his picture and he's so weird looking. I can't quite tell what's going on. Now, he always had kind of a strange face, and it might just be that he's aged and the face has gotten longer, but I feel like he got a facelift at some point. And it was not the greatest facelift, or he has Botox or filler or something. Whenever I see him on American Idol, I just think he looks surged. Drew Barrymore. Oh God, we don't need to know about Drew Barrymore's sex life, but here we go. I'm a dirty bird, but just in the corners of my mind, where I will never tell, and it's just for me. I can understand certain kinky things. Listen, I've tried everything. I've done everything. That's why I'm so boring now. I mean, remember, Drew Barrymore was going to Studio 54 at 8 years old and doing cocaine, so she has done everything. And remember, she also married Tom Green. She was getting that Tom Green dick. That's not a dick I've ever thought about, but she must have been hot for him to marry him. Okay, here's someone actually attractive. Charlie Puth. Isn't it romantic? The singer recently fessed up that he came up with his song, Marks on My Neck, while he was in the middle of the act. He took a break to craft the melody. Maybe I should have focused on the act a little more. But the melody just popped into my head, said the 32-year-old, adding that he stopped and recorded a little quick voice note and then had to get back into the act. Charlie, get it together. That is douchey. But I do think Charlie Puth is kind of hot. I don't know if you've seen that picture where he's holding his own ankles and it's like a close-up of him shirtless holding his ankles. I mean, that's a gay bait for sure, but a kind of gay bait that I can appreciate. And lastly, oh God, Chelsea Handler. Three's a crowd. The 49-year-old revealed that she realized it was time to break up with an ex following a threesome with him and their masseuse. Somebody call HR. I was very turned on by this woman, and I ended up hooking up with her several times without the guy I was dating. That's when I knew it was time to break up with the guy. I bet Chelsea Handler, like Billie Eilish, eats one hell of a pussy. A baby for Britney. Oh no. Oh yes, fuckers, that's right. Give me more. Give me more babies. 2 years after the end of her conservatorship, Britney Spears wants to be a mom again, a source tells Star. And the 42-year-old, who was forced by her father to have an IUD inserted to prevent pregnancy, during his 13-year control over her, isn't waiting to fall in love. Britney's convinced that what she needs right now is to have a baby. All that she wants is another baby. All that she wants is to find a hot-blooded hunk with good genes who can serve as her sperm donor. The toxic singer is estranged from her sons, Sean, 18, and 17-year-old Jaden, who live with their father, Kevin Federline, in Hawaii, and who seem like ungrateful shits. But those around Brit are urging her to be careful. Britney has a tendency to attract the wrong guys, explains the insider, adding that potential donors could be seeing dollar signs. No shit. Any of these guys she's auditioning could turn out to be another user out to get her money. She's not thinking this through. Britney not thinking something through?
I heard that, you fucker. I thought it through. When I want a fucking baby, maybe this time I won't fuck it up like I did with the other two.
listening to the podcast by the NT lawyer, who's the guy behind Crazy Days and Nights with the blind items. And he was talking about a case that came up during the conservatorship from a security guard who said he was sexually harassed by Brittany on the job. That she would always be calling her to the back door of her pool house where she would be naked and say things like, "Hey, what's up? I need some cigarettes. Buy me some cigarettes," with her pussy out. At one time, she left the window open when she was fucking Jason Trawick, just so he could see. I do think that case was settled, so there might be some truth to that. I mean, we remember from back in the day that Brittany loves a pussy show. Remember, she'd be like, hey, guard, come here. I want to show you something. Hey, guard, look at this pussy show. Kim Kardashian, better alone. Don't cry for Kim Kardashian. Well, you might want to cry for Kim Kardashian after Taylor Swift mentioned her or alluded to her in that Thank You, Amy song where she capitalized K-I-M. After the 43-year-old's romance with Odell Beckham Jr. fizzled, the reality star is looking forward to life on her own. Kim has not been single in so long, not since her divorce. She's always talking to someone, if not seriously dating them. Now that Odell's in the rear view, the source says the Skims founder wants to focus on her business and her four kids, blah, 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 who cares? But what was interesting was, though Kim has not officially said anything about the Taylor song, a source did say to People magazine that Kim thinks Taylor should move on, which is the best response to someone being obsessed with something that you did to them years ago. Just tell them, move on. I'm not thinking about you. Shade. Start magazine also has an ad for one of the creepiest things ever. The Kiko Truly Real Baby Chimp Doll, the interactive monkey doll, makes 5 sounds and Ashton Drake first. It shows a woman cradling this weird little monkey doll on her shoulder. That woman must be very lonely to need this monkey doll. You'll love her sweet monkey sounds. Monkeys express emotions of hunger, happiness, sadness, contentment, and playfulness through different sounds. And Kiko, the murderous chimp robot, has a lot to say when you snuggle her. And Ashton Drake first, this precious baby monkey, makes 5 different sounds recorded from actual monkeys. When you cuddle her in different positions, hear her fuss, chatter, call excitedly, and babble contentedly. And also, put the tiny hands over your mouth while they suffocate you in your sleep, or put their tiny hands around a knife and stab you to death. She features real hand-applied mohair and posable arms and legs, so you can hold her in different ways. Or for more, even more cuteness, she arrives in a soft custom print jungle leaf bubble outfit, complete with a matching headband. This doll is not a toy, but a fine collectible, not intended for children under 14. Who the fuck is buying this? Who is so lonely they need this baby monkey? Maybe Jane Goodall would be appropriate to have this in her house, but that's it. And it costs 4 easy installments of $32.49 or $129.95 plus shipping and handling. John Travolta crushing on Kristen. Here's a complete lie. How cute. John Travolta and Kristen Davis became flirty friends while filming their upcoming heist movie Cash Out, And now a source says pals are urging the Pulp Fiction star to ask his co-star 59 on a date. Kristen would definitely be receptive, but she won't make the first move because she knows John Travolta is a homosexual. That's not what it says, but that's what it should say. Don't forget about when John Travolta, well, the story of John Travolta from the masseuse, who said he came in, was giving him the massage. John Travolta kept lifting his ass up in the air, tooching it up, 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 as to say, look at my hole, look at my celebrity hole. About weak chins on older celebrities before, and now there's a whole article called Beard or Bear. After Ben Affleck got raves for losing his facial hair, star takes a look at what other celebs might look better, less hirsute. Well, they talk about Ben Affleck, and I would not agree that he looks better without a beard. I mean, unless these men are going to get neck lifts and the diamond jaw facial, it's best for you to leave your beard on. I mean, a beard is the greatest thing for an aging man, because look, even if you have a droopy face, it'll hide it. If it's puffy, you can cut angles into your beard to give you some angles. I mean, I will never shave my beard. I have no idea what my chin looks like under here, and I never want to know, okay? My dead body will have a beard on it, okay? Speaking of Ben Affleck, J-Lo supposedly made Ben Affleck quit smoking, and that might be the actual end to their marriage, because I'm pretty sure Ben is not going to give up his morning Dunkin' coffee and cigarettes. He's like, I gave up drugs. I gave up gambling. I have to go to these parties with you. I'm going to keep fucking smoking, okay, J-Lo? They also mentioned Keanu Reeves. Asked about his facial hair, the 59-year-old demurred in one interview. I'm afraid I can't answer that question until I speak to my people, the John Wick actor quipped. Still, entire forums are dedicated to the patchy look, with headlines like, Keanu and his low-density beard give guys hope. Keanu Reeves, as I said, is someone who should never shave his beard. He looks like a golden girl without it. Now, they do feature two people who do still look good without their beards. I, in fact, think Hugh Jackman looks better without a beard, and his chin is still in shape. And Brad Pitt, who never really has a beard, just has a little bit of a mustache and a goatee. But don't forget, it's pretty clear that Brad Pitt got a facelift recently, and he looks fantastic. Whatever facelift Brad Pitt got, lifted it perfectly. Well played, Mr. Pitt. Bella's extreme routine. Bella Hadid. Her extreme routine is teaks in the lemon tree, my love, and cocaine, my love. It takes a lot to look this good. The model shares her wellness lineup, and it's a blast. How early does she wake up? In a recent viral TikTok, Bella Hadid shared her 10-step wellness routine, captioning the clip, Mornings with Me, before we start making things for you, and tagging our new beauty brand, Orebella. The 27-year-old, yes, who was diagnosed with Lyme disease, my love, in 2013, they must have had a lot of ticks in the lemon trees over at the David Foster estate back in the day, because both Bella and her mother got Lyme disease. Went on to use a lineup of products. That one outlet estimated cost $736. She takes her health seriously. She's focused on wellness. First off, the model dropped Genstra brand's tinctures and water. topping that with Ion's 52 gut support liquid, which is said to prevent bloating. Then, in what stunned viewers, she washed down 14 vitamins with a simple gulp of green juice. After that came more pricey potions. She mixed $22 wild harvested plant seeds gold sea moss gel into her water to boost immune health, and showed off a $42 bottle of fulvic detox liquid meant to soothe skin and aid gestational support, and a flask of Allergy Nutrition's Ionic Trace minerals gathered from Utah's Great Salt Lake, $30, to enhance pH. To finish, a croissant, a purifying sage burn, a sip of her non-alcoholic drink, Kim Euphorics, a dab of essential oils, and journaling. Then they write, what? No coffee. I mean, you know what? That makes sense to me. If you got the money and you know what to take, go for it. Jen Aniston, jealous of Julia. Ageless beauty. Insiders tell star Jen Aniston is dying to know what Julia Roberts is doing to look so good these days. But the Ticket to Paradise star refuses to give away her secrets. Jen is frantic to find out exactly what Julia's had done. She's totally getting shut down. According to the source, Jen 55 is jealous of her one-time frenemy. They reportedly feuded over Julia's ex, Matthew Perry, for being called a natural beauty. Meanwhile, Julia's cop to only having Botox once, and it has had a couple of nips and tugs that have her looking great without going overboard. You can see she's had a little work done on her eyes. Plenty of Botox, a little filler, but nothing extreme, and she eats really clean. Whatever she's doing it the right way, leaving just enough crow's feet to look age appropriate. There's quite a lot of envy from her Hollywood peers. I'd say that Julia Roberts does look pretty perfect. In this picture that they show, you can see her eyes are tilted up a little bit, so she does look like she's probably had a facelift. But it's less noticeable than whatever Jen Aniston's had done. I feel like Jen Aniston's filler has left her looking a little bit weird. Ooh, Britney's jealous of Lindsay, another Britney item. New mom Lindsay Lohan has come a long way since her messy, hard partying days. And former pal, that's putting it lightly, Britney Spears doesn't like it one bit, claims a source. Britney is extremely jealous of all the positive attention Lindsay's getting lately. It's not that she has anything against Lindsay. Britney has just always related to her and felt like they were in a similar boat. I don't know about that. Remember that Lindsay's family refused to let her get into a conservatorship, even after evil Lou Taylor tried to get them to put her in one. They said, fuck off, bitch. Seeing her suddenly back in the good graces of everyone in Hollywood while Britney is struggling to get any real respect is a hard pill to swallow. Lindsay, 37, is also happily married, while Britney, 42, is divorced once again. This article thick and sex, guys, it's bullshit. Seeing Lindsay with this happy marriage and new baby is very triggering for Britney. She's been crying a lot about how unfair it is that her life is still stuck in a rut. She's angry at a lot of people and feels like her life has passed her by. But she wants to be happy for Lindsay. She's just seething with envy right now. And of course, they show the classic picture of Paris, Britney, and Lindsay in the car, where supposedly Lindsay just jumped in the car to get away from the paparazzi and invited herself over to Paris's house. a classic picture, a classic story. And last but not least, oh, it's our favorite celebrity team, Shiloh. Shiloh's moving in. Shiloh adores Brad. He can do no wrong in her eyes, a source tells Star. Bye-bye, Mom. Brad Pitt's daughter is relocating from Angelina Jolie's home to her dad's digs, and the A-list actor couldn't be happier, because at least one of those kids doesn't hate him. While promoting his 2022 film Bullet Train, a usually calm and collected Brad Pitt got uncharacteristically emotional on the red carpet when asked about his daughter Shiloh's dance skills after a video of the teen went viral. It brings a tear to the eye, he gushed, though I can't cry since I just got a facelift. She's very beautiful. Despite all the drama that's gone down between Brad and his ex-wife Angelina Jolie since their 2016 split, the stars remained very close with his 17-year-old mini-me. Now a source tells Star Shiloh wants to move out of her mom's house and into Brad's $8.3 million Los Feliz mansion. Just a mere short 20-minute drive from where we are right now. Shiloh isn't unhappy at Angie's, but she's turning 18 soon and wants to shake things up. Plus, she adores Brad and has always been daddy's little girl. There's going to be an adjustment for all involved, especially Brad's girlfriend of 1 year, Inez, who we talked about earlier. The source says the 31-year-old jewelry designer began shacking up with Brad a couple months ago, but has yet to meet his kids. Probably a good idea, considering the relationship with Angelina Jolie is quite prickly. He's thrilled Shiloh is moving in, and he knows it'll all work out. Ooh, actually, this will be our last story, because this is good. The price of fame. Want these stars to show up? It's going to cost you. Find out how much celebs charge for exclusive private gigs. Jennifer Lopez, $5 million. Love may not cost a thing, but the 50-year-old charged a hefty $5 million to perform at the opening of the one and only Zabayel Hotel in Dubai. The Can't Get Enough singer, well, they always mention like what their latest project is, even if it's a bomb, who's reportedly worth $400 million. Oh my God. No wonder she could spend $20 million on that stupid movie, because she's fucking super rich. Caught flack for performing in the United Arab Emirates, which punishes consensual same-sex activity with prison. Yeah, J-Lo. Fuck you, J-Lo. It's very sad that a longtime LGBTQ ally like Jennifer Lopez is prepared to put money before human rights, said one activist. And that activist was named Johnny McGovern. And of course, Beyonce. $24 million. All hail the queen. Fortune reported that the 42-year-old pocketed a whopping $24 million for a one-hour performance at the grand opening of Dubai's Atlantis, the Royal. Not only that, but the Halo singer was put up in a $100,000 night suite at what was described as the most ultra-luxury experimental resort in the world. How is anything ever worth $100,000 a night? I mean, that's absolutely stupid, but she didn't pay for it. So let's see, Miley Cyrus, $1.5 million, a bargain. Miley has said she prefers small shows to arena tours. Singing for hundreds of thousands of people isn't the thing I love. I love the connection and the money, so I charge $1.5 million. She recently did a series of concerts at the Chateau Marmont for just like a tiny group of people, and I gotta say, they were pretty good. And I don't love all of her songs, but I appreciate that she sounds exactly as she sounds on the record live. Rihanna, bitch better have her money, $9 million. 36-year-old came out of retirement to the tune of a reported $9 million to perform a full live show at the pre-wedding party of Indian billionaires. I'm here tonight in honor of Anant and Radhika. Thank you for having me here. God bless your union. As long as the check doesn't bounce. And Kim Kardashian, $500,000 and up. The 43-year-old doesn't have to sing for her supper. People are willing to pay $500,000 and more just to have her shine at their events. Wow. But bookers should remember to factor in her travel fees. Kiki reportedly demands 5 first-class plane tickets, plus 1 coach, first-class hotel accommodations, 1 suite for talent, and standard rooms for others, portal-to-portal first-class exclusive ground transportation, airport greeter service, security, glam fee, day rate for her hair and makeup squad, and per diem. Oh wow, even per diem. So she doesn't spend even 1 fucking dime. Well, that sounds good. I think I might want to be famous. All right, well, I hope that this little roundup of celebrity news has made you throw your troubles out the window and fall into a deep, deep sleep. If you want to hear more, I'll be doing more relaxing tea segments over on the Patreon at patreon.com/gayestofalltime. And if you like this show, leave me a nice review on iTunes. I know normally you just hear this and don't do it, but now I'd like you to do it. We're getting closer to the 200 reviews I'm hoping to have by next month, but I need you to do a little work and rate it. Just put 5 stars, or say, love this show, or say, thank you for 20 years of entertainment, John. Any of those things will work. All right, thanks for listening, and I'll hear you back on another normal full-volume episode of Gay as Fuck next week. Good night.